Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, and I would like to read with you verses 4 through 14. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 4 through 14, where the Word of God says, "For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, Sacrifice and offering, and burnt offerings, and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law, then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering, and oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." That's Hebrews chapter 10, verses 4 through 14. And in that passage of Scripture, we see that the Word of God is giving us a contrast between the Old Testament sacrifices and the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. The sacrifices that the priests offered in the Old Testament did not completely take away sin. Those sacrifices simply covered over the sin of those who offered the sacrifices. But the sacrifices had to be offered over and over and over and over again in order to maintain their relationship with God. But the sacrifice that Jesus Christ offered on the cross was once and for all. As it says there in verse 10, "By the which will," talking about the work of Jesus Christ, "we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." How we can rejoice over the fact that the work of Jesus Christ on the cross was a once and for all work. He does not ever have to go back to the cross again. Because when Jesus Christ died on that cross, and when he shed his blood, he paid the sacrifice for sins for the whole world, to the point that, as the Bible says in verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 10, "With his offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." Today, let's give God the praise and the honor and the glory for the great work of Jesus Christ on the cross. A once and for all sacrifice has provided for us a once and for all salvation, meaning that once we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we will spend eternity with Him in heaven, in the land without tears, and a time without end. And that's something tremendously true that we can look forward to. So today, give God the praise and the honor and the glory for the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, in that once and for all, He has provided the salvation that will last forever for those who are saved. Father, I thank you for the great sacrifice that you've given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that each and every one of us will just rejoice and give you the praise and glory for what you've done for us through your great salvation. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.